in this verse a lot, but let's go over to the book of Colossians. I've used this in my last three invitations, just because it's such a good foundational verse. So Colossians 3, starting with verse 17. I use this verse almost every time, just because it covers all my bases. It really sets the ground, because what I'm going to do here is I'm going to split this invitation into two parts. How we're going to start out with the younger generation, if you will. Christians that have maybe just been baptized into Christ, don't know a lot about their Bibles, or seem almost intimidated by other older, more seasoned Christians. So 3:17, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. So whatever we do, it doesn't matter if we're working, we're at our school, if we're spending time with family, whatever we do, it doesn't matter how old we are, whether we're a brand new Christian, whether we're not baptized at all, really. Whatever you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. So now we're going to start out with talking to the younger generation. Let's go to the book of 1 Timothy. Actually, Mark read this, and so I'm glad that was in this service. So the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4, 12 through 16. Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed upon you through the... I started at 14. Let me start at 12. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe. Until I come, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching. Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed upon you through prophetic utterance with the laying on of hands by the presbytery. Take pains with these things. Be absorbed in them so that your progress may be evident to all. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation for both yourself and for those who hear you. I really, really love this passage, because I remember when I first did my very first invitation back in September of 2016. I was so nervous. I came up here. I was shaking. I'm shaking a little bit now, but that's okay. I remember coming up here. I remember thinking to myself, 5 minutes before it happened, somebody was reading the scripture, and I thought to myself, why would they want to hear me? I'm just I think I was 3 years into my Christian life, and I remember thinking, why would they want to hear me? I'm a brand new Christian. This is stuff they've all heard already. I mean, I have nothing new I can tell them. They've all read it. But then I thought to myself, well, wait, James. You can give them a different twist. You can remind them, really. I think the biggest thing to remember is that I can remind you. Even the best of Christians need some reminding every now and then. And so I hope that with this invitation, I'm able to either remind you or inspire you, make you stop and think to yourself, whoa, James is right. I need to be setting a good example for those around me and for the people that see me every day. There are so many great examples of younger people in the Bible setting good examples. I was going to go, there's so many people that I didn't know who to choose, and I thought, who better to choose than Jesus? So we're going to go over to the book of Luke, chapter 2. Figured if I'm going to choose anyone, I should choose Jesus. Luke, chapter 2. There we're going to be looking at verse 41. 41. Now this is Jesus going with his family to the feast of the Passover in Jerusalem. His parents used to go to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. Now verse 42. And when he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. And as they were returning after spending the full number of days, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. and his parents were unaware of it, but supposed him to be in the caravan and went a day's journey, and they began looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances. Verse 45, and when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him. And it came about that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to him and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." And he said to them, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?" And they did not understand the statement which he had made to them. And he went down to them and came to Nazareth, and he continued in subjection to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men. There's so much here. So many great things to talk about. I could have taken these verses 41 to 52 and just created a whole hour sermon on that easy. But unfortunately, I have to condense it down in the next give or take 10 minutes I have. And so if you look, I'm not a father. I'm not a parent. I can't imagine what it would be like to lose your child, especially in a busy city like Jerusalem. When I was there, we were elbow to elbow, and there were people talking everywhere. There was so much commotion. I would be worried sick if I lost my child, especially if it was Jesus. And it's incredible to see that Jesus was found in the temple, and he was impacting the lives of those teachers. He was both listening to them and asking them questions, and they were astonished, as we can see in verse 47. And he's not only impacting the lives of them, but if you look down, he impacted the life of Mary. She treasured these things in her heart. She saw his good example, what he was doing, and she treasured that. And then in verse 52, we can see that Jesus was also increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. And with me, when I'm doing these invitations and I'm preparing for them and I choose the topic, I'm really glad that I'm able to take so much more from it when I'm reviewing all these different verses, looking at all these different characters. I had no idea that I was going to be splitting it into two parts when I first sat down to do it. I love all the different directions you can go with it. And so I'm able to take all that, and my public speaking is getting better, I feel like. I don't know about you guys. But I'm able to take that wisdom and that knowledge of those scriptures, and I'm able to apply it to my life and to speak it better for you. Because if we saw back in 1 Timothy, they were now also able to take that and save themselves and save the people that were around them, which is truly amazing. It's like saving a life, saving a soul. And so now with a personal story with me, I'm in Boy Scouts, and I'm the senior patrol leader over the Boy Scouts. And so that means I'm basically the manager of 45 Scouts. I take these scouts and I make sure they don't get hurt. I make sure all the meals are planned for the campouts. I make sure everything gets loaded, all that fun stuff. And so last month I went camping with the scouts in a competition type campout with a bunch of other troops. And we were on our way out. We were packing up our patrol box, which is a box full of utensils, cooking equipment, spices, things like that. And so I look over and I see one of my younger scouts. He's over there packing up his stuff, and he had just got done making bacon and pancakes and all that fun stuff, and he was wiping them out with a paper towel, not very well, and then he put them back in. And so, if you don't know, you're going to get E. coli, salmonella, food poisoning from that. And so I walk over, I ask him, "What are you doing?" And I look in there, and all of the dishes that he put in not only got all in the inside of the patrol box, it also got all over all the clean stuff too. And so I stopped, and this kind of ties in with Larry's lesson this morning. I stopped and I thought to myself, okay, there's all these other scouts walking around, packing up their tents, getting everything loaded into the trailer. I could stop and yell at him and be furiated, which I was, or I could tell him calmly, you're going to stop cleaning those, or whatever that is, and you're going to take all these out, you're going to wipe down the entire patrol box, and you're going to clean out every single dish in there, which added about an extra hour to our trip. He did it, and I wasn't happy, but I was able to take that opportunity to impact his life in a positive way, and so that the scouts around me could see me. Instead of chewing him out and yelling at him, I took it calmly so that they wouldn't do that in the future also. And so it's just like my every Tuesday we meet. We meet as a troop, and we go over things like first aid, how to survive in the wilderness, all that kind of stuff. And I lead those meetings also. So I spend about from 7 to 8:30 lecturing them, and I have other people lecture, and we do activities. And it takes time to prepare all that. And I I'm able to take that material, and I have to be confident in that material to present it to them, because it could be very dangerous if they were to hear what I'm saying and to do something incorrectly out there. And so I need to be a good example by knowing my material, knowing all the safety procedures, so that they can also. So now we're going to shift gears, I'm running a little late here, sorry, to the more mentor group, the Christians that have been studying their Bibles for a long time, like I said in the beginning of this, the seasoned Christians. So let's go over to the book of 2 Corinthians. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, we will be looking at Paul talking about his trials and tribulations as a Christian. This list is pretty lengthy. I wouldn't want to go through all this. So, starting in verse 23. Are they servants of Christ? I speak as if insane. I more so. In far more labors, in far more imprisonments, beaten times without number, often in danger of death. 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashings. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have spent in the deep. I have been on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers. It keeps going down to about 28. I'm not going to read all that because we are running out of time. But he goes through all these different things that he's done, all these different things he suffered through for the name of Christ. And I'm going to try to tie this back in. Christians that are older, or people that can stop and look at their journey to become a Christian, and people that can stop and look at their journey as a Christian, maybe at the end of their life, or maybe, just looking back. They should be able to stop and see their life and be confident in the fact that they serve God in a way that is pleasing to Him. And another example of that, not just Paul in the Bible, but is all of you. When I look out in this crowd, I'm able to look at almost every single one of you and think of some way that you've impacted me as a Christian. So I thank you. It takes a lot of courage and a lot of a big ability to be able to not only present material, but to know it confidently, which you guys have all shown me. And so, in conclusion, I just want to say that everybody needs to be a good example. Whether you're a brand new Christian or you've been a Christian for 60 years, whatever you do, you need to do all in the glory of our Lord and Jesus. Our Lord Jesus. We impact everybody around us in some way. Whether that's a positive impact or a negative impact is all up to us. We need to be able to let the light of let the light of Christianity shine throughout this world. And so, just look at the Bible, look at the characters that we can see in here, and read it, and be patient. And so if you feel like you haven't been a good example, if you feel like you haven't been living up to the duties that God has given you, then please come forward. Please rise as we sing this next song.